Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. We bring you hand-selected hosts, podcasts, and talk radio programming with listening options, 24/7 streaming or listen on demand. We also feature one-on-one segments with important guests, people who have something to say that you need to hear. And if you have something to say and would like to be featured on the network, please visit speakuptalkradio.com for all of the details or contact us at pr@speakuptalkradio.com. Well, right now we have a short interview with author Jamie Eck. Jamie has always been obsessed with the beach. She grew up in Southern California and spent much of her teenage years at the beach. She first vacationed in Maui in 2006 and instantly fell in love with the islands and the people and just knew she had to live there. She was so inspired by the majestic Hawaiian Islands, the aloha of the people, and the myths and legends of the ancients that she started writing her first novel, Napaka Blooming, which is based on the ancient Hawaiian myth of the Napaka flower. Her current project is a fantasy thriller series with a bit of romance mixed in, and this time she set the story in Portland, Oregon. No beaches, but there is a forest and a witch. She currently lives in Portland with her husband, her six-year-old daughter, and a dog. And we have a short interview today, so we're going to find out more and get started. Welcome to the network, Jamie.
Thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here today. Your book cover was captivating. I think that's what really drew me to you, and I want to talk about that in a bit. But before we get rolling on that, you say that your captivation with Hawaii led you to writing. How so? Tell us how that came about for you.
Well, I've actually always wanted to be a writer, but I never took it seriously or really pursued it until I moved to Hawaii. I don't know, my spirit was awakened there, and I just came alive and decided to just start writing. And so I wanted to somehow pay tribute to Hawaii when I wrote. So I was thinking of and looking at different myths and different stories. There's so many stories set in Hawaii and different myths that are very interesting. But this one really, really grabbed me, and I knew that was the one I wanted to pursue. And so I retold the story in my own way, and then I reincarnated the characters in modern-day Hawaii because I like to give people happy endings and true love and romance and all that.
Yeah. So do you write full-time now?
I don't write full-time. I have a tax preparation business that I do, mm-hmm. which is, not also full-time. It's busy during tax season and then not busy during the summer or winter, so I'm free to write during those times.
Well, that's good. At least you have some chunks of time where you could write. I always think it's so difficult for people who just are yearning to write, but they have a full-time job and children, and then try to squeeze that in at 11 o'clock at night when the muse is pulling at you and here you are at work. So at least you have some free time to do so.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, there's a beautiful story about the Napaka flower, and maybe tell that and share that story, and then we'll delve a little bit more into what your book is about.
Okay. So the Napaka flower is a very distinct, different flower. It has petals that grow on only one side of the flower. So it's a half a flower, sort of. And there's two types. One grows up in the mountains in Hawaii, and the other grows down by the beaches in Hawaii. And they're two different-looking flowers. They're similar-looking, but still different in some ways. They grow with their petals half on the flower. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're half flowers. And so the ancient myth that started a long time ago in Hawaii was that there was a princess who fell in love with a commoner, and they were not allowed to be together, of course, because princesses can only be married to, you know, other royalty. So there's a few different versions out there. In some versions, the lovers die tragic deaths, and others, they live out their lives alone, one on the mountain, one down by the beach. So that's why the flower, after the lovers were separated, started growing with only half its petals. It was to mourn the love that could never be. So it's kind of like a Romeo and Juliet story.
But Jamie, it's true that the flowers, they're two, as you say, they're two different flowers. One grows on the beach, one on the mountain, and one has the right-hand side has the petals and the other has the left-hand. So if you took those two actual flowers and put them together, would it look like a complete flower?
Yeah, it would.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, and then there's a myth, or there's a prophecy, I don't know what you'd call it, but that someday the flowers, the lovers will be reunited and the flowers will grow together again with all their petals. And wow. I put that into my story too.
You know, that flower is just begging for a story, isn't it?
It really is.
Oh my gosh, how could you not write about that?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. All right, well then give us a little tease. Tell us a little bit more about what your book is about, Napaka Blooming, just to tantalize our listeners.
Right, so I retell the story my own way in ancient Hawaii. I did a lot of research and thought a lot about it and wanted to make it very accurate and very, very real. It's a little bit detailed in the customs and the clothing the Hawaiians used to wear in ancient times. And then I jump forward after the tragic ending of the lovers. I jump forward to the future, to the present day, and I reincarnate all the main characters, and they're all back in Hawaii again, and they're living their lives, and some of them are starting to think that maybe they used to have a past life. You know, there's things that are going on. The main character, the woman, has dreams, very vivid dreams about past lives in Hawaii. She feels things and senses things. She's intuitive. All the characters are kind of still the same. They're the same people they were in ancient Hawaii. You know, they've changed, of course, living different lives over a period of time will change you, but your personality is still basically the same. You're grappling with issues that maybe you've dealt with in previous lives and trying to overcome those issues still. So my main character is battling some issues, and one of her issues is she has lost her hair to a very rare disorder called alopecia. And this kind of links back to the past life and what happens to her in her past life. And the reason why I wanted to throw that kind of a twist in is because I myself am battling or dealing with alopecia. Mm-hmm. I've had it since I was 18 years old. Mm. And I thought it would be kind of fun to have a story with someone who has that kind of a condition. I know there's a lot of ladies out there that also deal with it. And
right.
I thought it would be fun for those ladies to read a story about something that they're familiar with. It's not maybe the whole world is very familiar with it because it's a very rare condition, but it's nice to spread information about it and help other people know that there is this condition and,
wow.
and learn about it, I guess, through a story. I'm a storyteller. I like to explain things through story most of the time when I'm talking to people.
Well, that's a beautiful way to create awareness within that story. It's not so in your face. And I agree with you. I'm sure that the many, many women experience that, and men as well, just to realize that they're not the only ones suffering through this. So that's a nice little surprise that actually helps people as well. So now, are these characters ever going to come back in future books, or are you done with that?
Well, I've had a lot of people tell me they want me to write a story about one of the other characters, the friend of the main character, one of the girlfriends of the main character. So I think I'll probably attempt to do that at one point, but the story hasn't come together yet for me, so I'm not sure what exactly I'll write. Other stories that are pressing in, into my imagination, telling me to write them, so I have to attack those first.
You do. You can't let them go because you're working on a current project. It's a fantasy thriller. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so I've got a couple, actually. They're both set in Portland. One is about a woman who is a cop, and she is chasing down the bad guy, trying to get to the real bad guy, like this leader at the top of the food chain for the bad guys. She's chasing down one of his lackeys, or what you want to call them, and she gets injured pretty severely, and she's kind of in a coma. She can't move or talk. She's awake and her eyes are open, but she's paralyzed in a sense, and doctors are trying to figure out what's going on with her. And she's Indian background, so she somehow calls upon old teachings from her grandfather and starts astral projecting her spirit. She's trying to still chase down the bad guys and find out who did this. And, she starts wanting to take out revenge because she's stuck in this body that won't do anything. So she starts taking out her revenge as she's astral projecting her spirit. So that's my loose idea of one story. And the other story is based on a building in Forest Park, Portland. There's a big forest that they have made into a big park. There's an old, crumbly stone building there that they call Witch's Cottage. And there's a story around that about, it's also dealing with love. I like these old stories that deal with love, not being able to be with your love, I guess. So the story is that the daughter of the man who owned the house ran off with a man he didn't like. And I guess somebody killed somebody, and it was a bad ending. And so I'm going to retell that story in like the 1800s in Portland, Oregon. And then I'm going to reincarnate all those people in modern day for second chance, kind of like the Naupaka blooming story, you know.
So you've got two that you're working on right now.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, I've been jumping back and forth on them. Sometimes I get inspired to write the one, and then sometimes I get inspired to write the other. So
no, that makes
going
sense.
With the flow.
You never want to be idle, do you?
No.
So let's talk about your covers and the, as I mentioned, the cover art of Naupaka Blooming. Just the, the intensity of the colors and the variance of the blues and greens. I felt like I was seeing Hawaiian waters. How did the cover come about?
Well, I think it was through a place called 99 Designs. I can't remember. It was a couple years ago, but I went there and I put out what I was looking for, and I got a bunch of people who submitted ideas and rough drafts, and so I picked the one I liked the best, and we fine-tuned it to look exactly the way I wanted it to look. At first, I didn't have a woman's face on the cover, but I just felt like something was missing, and so like about a year later, I added the woman's face to the cover, and I really liked that. I think it was definitely the right move to have that woman's face on the cover.
I agree. I saw that there were two covers, and it's interesting how authors, as time goes by, I guess they, I don't know whether it's due to feedback or just something doesn't feel right about the first cover and you make a switch, but I think you made the right one. It's a beautiful cover.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. All right, so we've got two projects in the hopper, and I'm sure just more bubbling underneath the surface.
Yeah, there's a lot. And I constantly get inspired and I write notes. So I'll have lots of notes to go back to keep going for years to come.
Yeah, absolutely. Any trips to Hawaii planned?
Oh, I go about twice a year. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going in May to a yoga and meditation retreat, and I've never done one of those before. So I'm kind of excited and kind of nervous. And then we usually go back every Christmas to see our friends and spend a little time there relaxing in the middle of winter when it's cold.
Oh, I'm sure your yoga retreat will probably spark some great writing ideas.
Probably. I hope so.
I don't think you have to worry about that. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, we're keeping it short today before we begin to wrap up. Is there anything we missed that you wanted to talk about?
I didn't really talk about the fact in Naupaka Blooming that I do talk about the Buddhist religion. I got into that while I was in Hawaii and learned all about meditation and letting things go and clearing your mind out of your thoughts. So I put a lot of that into the book because it changed my life and it's very important to me, and I wanted to share what I learned in a way with people and maybe open some eyes about learning more about meditation. I think meditation is a great tool for everybody to have. So hopefully that helps and inspire some people.
I like that your books are not only telling the story of the characters, but also sharing some other personal thoughts. As you mentioned, alopecia and Buddhism. Is Buddhism at all in your upcoming books? Are you going to include that somehow?
No. Okay. So far, it's not in there, but you never know as you're writing.
You never know. Sometimes the characters take off and do things you wouldn't expect.
Yeah, true. Very true.
I know it. All righty. Well, where can folks then go to learn more about you, and where can they purchase your books?
Well, my books are on Amazon. There's an ebook, there's a paperback book, and there's an audio book of Naupaka Blooming. So choose your format that you like the best. And then my website is jlxthewriter.com. I haven't updated that for a little while, but I will again start updating that and keeping the blog going. And as soon as I'm hoping to get that second book done this year. So as soon as that gets done, I will announce it, and I'm excited. see what happens with that book this year.
Oh my gosh, so much as a writer to do. Not only are you writing, but as you say, you've got to work on social media and your website and blogs and marketing and promotion is just too many things pulling at you.
Yeah, it's a lot to do, but
I know.
You just work through it.
It's worth it. All right, so the website is JLEck, it's E-C-K, thewriter.com, JLEckthewriter.com, and head over there. The name of the book is Napaka Blooming. It's N-A-U-P-A-K-A. That's the flower, Napaka Blooming at JLEckthewriter.com. Any final words before we head out?
Well, thanks for listening, and if you read the book, thank you. I would love a review if you liked it.
All right. Again, that's JLEckthewriter.com. Jamie, thank you so much for sharing you and your books today.
Oh, thank you for having me.